Willie?
It's all right. I came back.
Why? What happened? Did something happen, Willie?
No, nothing happened.
You didn't smash the car, did you?
I said nothing happened. Didn't you hear me?
Don't you feel well?
Well, I'm tired to the death. I couldn't make it. I just couldn't make it, Linda.
Where were you all day? You looked terrible.
I got as far as a little above Yonkers. I was driving along, you understand, and I was fine. I was even observing the scenery. You can imagine me looking at scenery on the road every week of my life. But it's so beautiful up there, Linda. Trees are so thick and the sun's warm. I open the windshield and just let the warm air bathe over me. And all of a sudden, I'm going off the road. I'm telling you, I absolutely forgot I was driving. And if I'd gone the other way over the white line, I might have killed somebody. So I went on again. 5 minutes later, I'm dreaming again. And I nearly... I have such thoughts. I have such strange thoughts.
Willie, dear, talk to them again. There's no reason why you can't work in New York.
You don't need me in New York. I'm the New England man. I'm vital in New England.
But you're 60 years old, dear. They can't expect you to keep traveling every week.
If old man Wagner was alive, I'd have been in charge of New York now. That man was a prince. He was a masterful man. But that boy of his, that Howard, he don't appreciate. And I went north the first time the Wagner company didn't know where New England was.
Well, why don't you tell those things to Howard?
I will. I definitely will. Are the boys in?
They're sleeping. Happy took Biff on a date tonight.
That's so. Hey, did Biff say anything when I went this morning?
You shouldn't have criticized him, Willie, especially after he just got off the train. You mustn't lose your temper with him.
Well, when the hell did I lose my temper? I simply asked him, was he making any money? Is that a criticism?
Well, he's finding himself, Willie.
Not finding yourself at the age of 34 is a disgrace.
Shh, Willie, shh.
Trouble is, he's lazy.
Willie.
Biff's a lazy pup.
They're sleeping, dear. Get something to eat. Go on down.
Why did he come home? I'd like to know. What brought him home?
I don't know, dear. I think he's still lost, Willie. I think he's very lost.
Biff Lohman's lost. In the greatest country in the world, a young man with such personal attractiveness gets lost. And a hard worker. There's one thing about Biff. He's not lazy.
Oh, never.
I'll see him in the morning. I'll have a nice talk with him. Get him a job selling. He could be big in no time. Why don't you open a window in here?
They're all open, dear.
Well, they've got us boxed in here. Bricks and windows, windows and bricks.
We should have bought the land next door.
Streets lined with cars. Not a breath of fresh air in the neighborhood. Grass doesn't grow anymore. Can't raise a carrot in the backyard. Should have been a law against apartment houses. Remember those two beautiful elm trees we had out there when I and Biff hung the swing between them?
Yeah, like being a million miles from the city.
Yeah, I won't fight with him anymore. If he wants to go back to Texas, let him go.
He'll find his way.
Sure. Certain men just don't get started till later in life, like Thomas Edison. I think, was it B.F. Goodrich? One of them was deaf. I'll put my money on Biff.
And Willie? If it's warm Sunday, we'll drive in the country, and we'll open the windshield and take lunch.
Oh, no, the windshields don't open on the new cars.
Why, you opened it today.
Me? No, I didn't. Oh, isn't that peculiar? Isn't that remarkable?
What, darling?
The most remarkable thing.
What, dear?
I was thinking of the Chevy. 1928, when I had that red Chevy. Isn't that funny? I could have sworn I was driving the Chevy today. Remember those days, Linda? The way Biff used to simonize that car? I'm going down to the kitchen and get some milk. Close your eyes. I'll be right up.
Hey, Biff. Biff, wake up. I think Pop's back.
What's he doing back?
Maybe he smashed up the car again. I'm getting nervous about him, you know, Biff.
Yeah, his eyes are going.
No, I've driven with him. He sees all right. He just doesn't keep his mind on it. Drove into the city with him one day last week. He stops at a green light. It turns red and he goes.
Maybe he's colorblind.
Pop, he's got the finest eye for color in the business. You know that.
Well, I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah. You're not still sour on Dad, are you, Biff?
He'll be all right, I guess.